This is called chadar. Chadar means
chundari.
Chundari. Lahanga and chundari. So they are webbing in air. When they were dancing like this, very beautifully, and this sometimes here and there, that this become untied, and this also tightened, like this. Like this.
Not.
No?
Not so tight.
This will lose. If this is Kulja,
become loose.
Loosen.
Losing, not
open.
Open.
Loosen.
And then this will be Kulja.
Go out.
It will go out. And if it be chance to fall, so it became untied. This also, this also. And it attracted Krishna so much. Here is telling Sukadeva Goswami that in two last slokas, Sukadeva Goswami has explained how Krishna is so much beautiful in the midst of gopis, and Krishna action by which all gopis are attracted. Now he is explaining not Krishna was being seen so beautiful. With Krishna, how gopis were looking so beautiful. And their actions were so beautiful and attractive. In this, learning this. Each reciprocal, each other. Gopis are not less than Krishna. In Brahma Sanghita, we have read one sloka.
Ananda Chinmayarasa.
Ananda Chinmayarasa Pratibhavitabhi Tabhijya Eva Nija Rupa Taya Kalabhi. Rupa Taya means their Rupa means
beauty.
Form.
Form.
Was like Krishna. He was Satchidananda. They were also Satchidananda. In arts, in qualities, in everything, gopis are perfect like Krishna. If gopis are not there, and Krishna is alone there, he is like Paramatma, Brahma, or anything. But Krishna seems so beautiful, topmost beautiful, when he is among gopis. Otherwise, Krishna is not so beautiful. By the glaze of all gopis, Krishna glaze, when mixed and affected by their, not affected but resembles, what word?
Combined. His hue was influenced by
their beauty, rays of beauties. Or thoda sa bilamb kar leti?
Wahi karna
hai. Bahut acha. Then it becomes double at so many times more beautiful. If gopis are not there, if any Brahmavadi is there and Krishna in his shape is there with flute also, he will have to keep the flute and he will be like nirvishesh. In front of Sukdev and Sanasanandam Sanatkumar, he is so beautiful. If Vrajendranandan is there, but he will be not like Vrajendranandan. He will be like Narayan. And they will feel it. When he will be among friends, Sakha, not so beauty as with gopis. It will be this, beauty will be the same, all quality will be same, but it will not
manifest.
At that time he connect with Dhirlali. Understand? Dhirlali? When Krishna sold his form to New Vrindavan,
Dharaka Raiva Taklen Mountain,
Bihad Bhagavatamri, Sattabhama, even old lady Padma
Mother of Pansu,
and some of the gopis, the
Queens of
Krishna, were so much attracted that they forget everything and they run away towards Krishna to
kiss him.
Embrace.
So, everything is in Krishna, but not
manifesting.
He is with Yashoda. And all gathering mothers. His duty is not less, but all the duties which comes with gopis will not come. But seeing gopis where not, there are sajatiya only. Sajati, you know? Sajati means
same mood.
Same category.
Same category. Then only gopis are there. Lalita, Vishakha and all others are there. That Krishna most beautiful mode and everything. So here he wants to explain. He has explained only by some word, not by all. His whole word could not come. And anyone cannot describe. Sridhar Swami, Yuga Swami, and Krishnadas Nayyar, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told that we are writing, explaining to some extent, but Rasik Vaishnava will be rest and realize what we are not explaining. But there is so many things to explain. So he had tried to explain Sukadeva Goswami, but could not explain. Only some words they have to Padam Nyasai. How gopis have become so beautiful, but like Krishna. Padam Nyasai. Padam Nyasai means they are dancing on the Tal Swara. Tal Swara, you know? Hiktan, Tata. There are so many things. That described in Krishna Bhavanamrita or Govinda Lila. Padanashai Bhujibuddhi Tubhi
When moving up their hands in artistic way, in dancing mood. But in the last sloka, which we have read, it has been told that all gopis are standing in circle with folded hands with each other. So Sridhar Swami or all others are telling that they were joined so that Krishna may not go out of this. And he, as he has done, he went. Now he should not go. That is why they were in circle and tightened with their hands. And up till their mood was out of control, they did it so. But when the mood becomes so strong, it crossed that thing. And they began to do like this, no? So they, broke that thing. Again, when they reminded, again they tightened. Like our Hare Krishna, we try to fix our mind on Hare Krishna, but sometimes mind goes away from our control, moving here and there, and after some time again recall, then Hare Krishna. Like when the gopis are out of sense, they lift this thing, and when they are out, when they are inward, then they take it. So that Krishna may not go. And Krishna, being in the middle, up to when they have done like so, then Krishna keeping one hand here, one hand here, like this. Sometimes with one gopi, one Krishna, like this, sometimes in several groups. And here gopis are seen so much susubhe, sobhit ho rahe hain. They are seen in beautiful position, but when Chandra is shining in Jamuna, when lotus flowers are there and they are seen moving, glaze is coming from Chandra, and there are so many beautiful flowers, then glaze becomes so sweet and so attractive. But it falls on the Marubhumi, desert, nothing. So here gopis are with Krishna, and lakhs gopis. Each other, their beauty is going and coming, and also with Krishna going and coming. So they became so attractive. Vidhu vidhuti bhi sasmitai bhubilasai sasmitai Sasmitai, they were smiling, but not only smiling, bhu vilasai, so many kinds of postures of eyes and this brow.
Eyebrow.
So many postures. Last time I have told you, like this, so many postures. Bhu Vilase. Also, Bhujabhidhuti bhi, here Bhujabhidhuti, Krishna is also dancing with them, with moving his hands. Gopis also. And this thing was going on in dancing and singing both at a time, and both mixing like this. There is a song like this. Nakdhinna. There is a tune. Tathethi Nakdhinna. Krishna is telling to gopis, ta, keeping his hand on the breast of gopis, ta, hey, this feet is also going on, like doing so. And when it ends, ta-thei, na, dhinna, on the next breast. And this foot is moving so sweetly like this. Gopis are answering in the same time. Na-na. Na-na means no. Like this, not towards Krishna. You can go there, not here. So Nana, so many postures they are doing in singing by this. So their dance and everything becomes as a rasa. And that is why it was called the rasa. Dhruvilasai means so many kinds of meaning. Dhruvilasai. Padavilasai, Hastavilasai. There are... Kya chahiye? Akkabari dhu kya asli? Ikoli sneki karva. Jabari basa sa. अरे बस पड़े आज के जा ये सब बोली सुनते हैं हमारे जगह नहीं भू विलास ही सो मेनी काइंड्स ऑफ पोस्चर ऑफ दिस हैविंग सो मेनी डीप रस इन देम. Bhajan Madhyai. Bhajan Madhyai means it seemed that they were doubled and broken from here. Their kamar, twisted.
Waist. Which is the waist. Where it bends. The part of the body which bends is called
what
waist.
What is called this?
Waist.
What is this called?
W-A-I-S-T.
It means middle portion of body, waist.
Waist. Chala kucha patai. And then they are dancing in...
dancing
swiftly. when they are all clothes were moving in the air, Uttubhatan, but in this covered, for covering their face, but now in dancing, moving here and there. Kundalai Gandalulai, their earrings by dancing also, looking so beautiful. Shriddhan Mukhya. Shriddhan Mukhya, they became tired, but they did not felt it, because they were having touch with Krishna, and they were so much happy, in happy mood. But sweat came. So Krishna sweetly began to put off, cover a Rasana Granthaya, cover a Rasana. Cover means this choti,
braid.
B-R-A-I-D. Braid. B-R-A-I-D. Braid. Like? And doing so in one or two up to this
waist.
They have to dance, so they have tightened it here, in round. Tightened. And this also so tight that it may not fall. So both were tightened. So both meaning, kavararasana granthayaha, they were so much tightened that in dancing they were not moving, they were fixed there. So that this can fly in round, and but rasana or granthayaha, two meaning. Rasana granthaya, one meaning, very tightened. And rasana agranthaya, they became loose, both. So Krishna, by his hands, tightened his heart. And in tightened, so moved that they became all so pleased. Here also, flowers here, when it
opened,
it was opened, then the choti came to here, and it was as a nagini,
snake,
black snaky, it began to move, as if they will cut Krishna. Krishna Granthaya. Krishna Bhadro, here G. Goswami has told that Sukadeva Goswami mainly he has written Krishna Bhadro, especially to denote that they were, Krishna was husband of all gopis, and they were wives of Krishna. And everywhere he has tried to write like this, that gopis were not wife of any other gopi, only the wife of Krishna. But by Yogamaya, it appears that Krishna is not husband of all gopis. But Sukadeva Goswami is telling that Krishna Bhadho, that they were the wives of Krishna. He has quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam and all other epics that they were always Krishna Shakti, Ladini Shakti. So they may not be in any case wife of any other woman. And he has tried to prove. And he has given example of so many slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam. But Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has told that here Krishna Gabdho is not wife of Krishna. If it is the meaning Krishna Gabdho, then anyhow, in any case, they will not be more qualified than queens of Dwarka. So here, Vadhu means three meanings he has given. Jaya, Istri, Putra Vadhu. Sasnu Vadhu means. Putra Vadhu means wife of son's wife. It also called Vadhu. Putra Vadhu. No? Son's wife. And Vadhu means Jaya, who gives children by any husband, then it is Jaya, then it is wife. And also general istri word.
Women.
General.
Women.
Eh? For women. For women. Not only for wives. He has told, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he has explained this by so many words. Pati sutanmaya bhartya bandhuna. Pati bilanghate. Leaving all their husbands, gopis went to Krishna. So here, if we take this meaning, then all goes in vain. Srimad Bhagavatam becomes ruined. Not only here, everywhere it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, far, far here. It is one lot, not only in sadhak or sadhak bhav or in this world's Vrindavan. This Vrindavan is called
Drishyaman Prakash.
Drishyaman Prakash. Prakat Prakash. Both. Aprakat Prakash is in Golok Vrindavan. He is telling that they are only wife of Krishna. In this lila, it seems that they are wives of all other gopis, but really it is the action of Maya, Yoga Maya, that it seems, but actually they are not. But Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is telling that here and there both, they are Parthiya Bhav. Here, Sukadeva Goswami has told in so many ways, in so many words. Here quoted, I am not remembering all the words, but he has shown, especially in Ujjwal Nilmani, in one's sloka tika, he has given about 20 proofs of Srimad Bhagavata and other books, authentic books.
And he mentioned in Raghavartana Chandrika all these things.
In Raghavartana Chandrika, I have quoted all this and given in Hindi. So he is telling that Krishna Badhu is here only Naika, Premi, lover, not wife here. If there were husband and wife, then Rash could not be done there. Rash is not done by wives. Krishna has so many wives in Dwarka, but he has not
than a single day ras. So ras can be done. It has been also told in Srimad Bhagavatam, when ras after a Brahma night was ended, Krishna told them to go to their homes. And they returned to their husbands and they did not done any envoy and give to them their husband, because they were seeing that their wives were with them. So the mood of Sukadeva Goswami is to explain the gopis, not wives. So Baddha means Krishna Premika. Gayanta parite eva tameva chakru gireju. Tarit mane vidyut.
Lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt. Bolt. Thunder is one. Tarit eva tameva chakre gireju. Mega chakra means Krishna when dancing, that is called Medha Chakra. So gopis were Ireju, that is so much blasphemy about Ireju, shining in a Medha Chakra. And Krishna was shining in golden golden mala. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given example of a penny in Srimad Bhagavatam. Prakriti agamanu kila jasya gopa badho. That is, Jiva Goswami has told it not by his own will, but he has written it for unqualified persons only. Because if Jiva Goswami is right, and he is telling like so, very greatly, deeply, then the words of Srimad in Bhagavatam of Sukadeva, Bhishma Dev will be in vain. Because when they were dancing in Ras, Bhishma Dev is telling, then Gopabhadraha, here Gopabhadraha, if they were the husband of gopis, their wives of Krishna. Why he had told Gopabhadraha? Gopabhadraha means here,
then another
gopis. Wives of another gopis.
Not Krishna Bhadraha, Gopabhadraha.
Krishna Bhadraha. So, but there is a difference between Gopabhadraha and
Krishna Bhadraha.
But there is no virodh.
No conflict.
Krishna Bhadva means Krishna Premika and Gopa Bhadva Krishna Premika, but Bhadhu of Krishna or another goes. So Bhadhu word is not used only for wives. So he is telling that anyone should try to realize the meaning of Vaishnava Kosani or Jiva Goswami's version. He is telling only for unqualified person, not for qualified person.
Yes, today.
Again, when will you come?
They are getting married.
Getting 2 days. How many days you are here in India?
Until November 7th.
November 7th?
It's
very near. Today is?
Saturday.
Monday. I will also see my health at night. I will try to finish it.
Can I ask one question?
What is the time?
It's
11:50.
Sometime I dictated a letter that you put Maharaj, said to Maharaj, and you referred to one devotee, you described his emotion as garishta, garishta. You understand? G-A-R-I. Now, my understanding is that means one who, his emotions are not shown. That term means one whose, his emotions are not very easily seen. So I want to know, how does that refer to someone who's advanced? Because in the English translation, it comes under a category which says hard heart. The hard
heart.
Hard. But it's referred to as an advanced devotee. You remember that letter?
Later.
He asked you one question. Satsrup Maharaj, he wrote to you. And then you dictated a letter to me. And there was one term, this was about 6 months ago. Which I couldn't understand.
Garishta.
Garishta.
In what subject I have written?
It was about Advaitacharya and the the poem that Advaitacharya wrote.
Oh, Aul Kahila.
Yes.
Kahila Baul.
And so you were describing background to that and saying that Advaitacharya himself, he was that?
And he had that bhav, Garishta, his ecstasy. It was under the category like this, Krishna.
And he has told it to Vaishta had written that word?
They typed it wrong, they typed it Grihastha.
they could not know
the word, so he's... I got the word wrong, but Dhanadhar Maharaj has thought about it and think, actually the word must be not Grihastha, but something else.
And so Garishta. But I
letter.
So
show the letter. Yeah.
But I was to tell that to
you're describing the ecstasy is very high.
That covering any mood, telling other thing, but mood is to tell other thing. Avahittha.
Hidden, concealed.
Concealed, hidden. Advaitacharya has brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu I decided that he should come to this world and to taste Radha Bhava. Secondly, to give that Gopi Bhava, Manjari Bhava, Dasi Bhava to qualified persons. First Radhaya Pranay Mahima. Secondly, Anarpit Charim Chirai. These are prominent. Prominent first is Radha Bhav Aswadana. And to give Anarpit Charim Chirai is second. And two, not so important, but important. Kali Dharma Prachar, Yuga Dharma. Yuga Dharma is Nam Sankirtan. To preach Yuga Dharma. But he has not decided that when he should come. In the end of Kali, beginning of Kali, or in the middle of Kali, when he has to come. But he was thinking, but not seriously, he will come, he should come. But when he will come, he had not decided. But in the meantime, Advaita Acharya, taking Tulsi, both sides, very soft, and in middle, soft manjari, giving to Krishna lotus feet at the Salyapram, thinking that he is Krishna. And Hari Bol, he was doing. If he will not come, I will destroy whole world. Yes, sir. So having heard this, the voice of Advaita Acharya, it came into beyond the wo kya hai?
Scriptures
Parabrahma. Aroki Nadi. Birja Nadi. Birja. And went in Vaikuntha. And passing Vaikuntha, Ayodhya and Mathura, Dwarka, everything, went straight in the
place
of Krishna. So Krishna at once, he decided to go at once. So he came at once. Now the work was finished, giving Krishna thing. So he is telling that Bajare na bikaye chau. Aul ka hai baul ke. Both are mad. Aul and baul. One mad is, greatest mad is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his servant Advaita Acharya is also mad. So mad is telling to mad in mad language. And that mad language is that anyone cannot understand this way, hidden meaning. Bajare na bike chao. Chawal here means praying. We have supplied so much rice that Krishna praying, you have supplied in each house that they have gathered so much, collected so much that no need.
No demand.
No demand at all. Or shops has been closed. No any customer is coming out. So no use of keeping the shops there. So this would be closed. Na bikaye chao. So you should go and tell people. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard, he became so sad. And smiling in sad, a man can laugh also in so much distress. But laughing is not laughing, that is weeping. He thought that now I will have to left this house of Samadhara Ramananda here, and I will have to end this. And told to Vali Sankramudra. and he became so great, and his whole policy was turned, and he began to be always and always in peace. He told to anyone, Sarishtamudar, he knew, and then some bhakta also knew this fact. They all become sad after that.
Disappeared from the
yeah.
Never seen it. It was put in it.
Allah,
जल्दी प्राप्ति मात्र न खाना दे दिल न देवे ना
पानी लिविंग बिग गिफ्ट इन वाटर देयर इज वाटर Bathroom.